morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to an extra version of our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. We're speaking with one of our Bartlesville High School educators and his students, call him Mr. Kabler. How you doing, sir?
Good. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great. Now, I understand that you have a lot to do with the debate team and a lot of things going on there. And we first came to hear about you really under some bizarre circumstances about a fire that occurred in the home of one of your students, one of your pupils.
Yeah, one of our debate students actually back in, I think it was late November, mm-hmm. around Thanksgiving, his house had a house fire whenever we were actually at a debate tournament.
Oh,
and
my.
Really, it was obviously an awful situation, but I do think that out of that, there was a lot of really positive things. We got to see our kids really come together to support the young man. We had parents helping to get him back home. And then on top of that, whenever we organized kind of the community outreach for money, food, the whole nine yards in terms of donations, they not only showed up, they showed up in a big way. And I know, he's in class every day, and we chat, and I know that their family's doing really well considering the circumstance, so can't thank the community enough for that.
Now, right now, the debate team kind of needs the community a little bit, if I'm not mistaken. Am I correct here on this?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I'll run through kind of the history of the organization first.
Let's do that.
And then talk a little bit about kind of what we're needing right now. So
mm-hmm.
Speech and debate as a high school class is one of the most valuable things that kids can do because of the skills and the abilities that they form in the course of doing the various events that they can do. And here at Bartlesville, we've had one of the most successful debate programs in the state for quite a while. Some community members might remember a teacher named Linda Shipley, who taught English and then was also the speech and debate coach. And she had multiple kids go on to be national champions in various events. We didn't have the biggest program, but we always had really quality teams and individuals coming through this program. And then after she left, we kind of had 4 or 5 years of it was difficult to keep a coach in place. And it's hard to commit the time to do it. So whenever I came here and started teaching and then coaching speech and debate, one of my biggest goals was to bring a lot of stability to the program, to the kids' lives. And we've done that really in the last 2 years. We went from having about 12 or 13 kids last year to around 30 now. We're going to more tournaments and things like that. But one of the big awesome opportunities, not only that we have as a team, but as a community, is whenever we host our own speech and debate tournament. And that means we bring in large high schools from all over the state to come to Bartlesville and come compete in the events that they normally compete in, except do it here. And so one of the big obligations with that, obviously, running the tournament logistically, that's a big thing, but that's usually handled by the team. But with so many events in speech and debate and so many kids competing, a lot of times what happens is we don't have enough judges.
Oh.
The community is so supportive of the public school system here, and I really think that it's important. That's how it should be. And what I'm really hoping is that maybe some people here on the radio might be interested in coming to help judge some speech and debate rounds. We really would like to let people see what their tax dollars are going to and really see just how bright the future is with these kids that we have in these programs.
What are you looking for in a judge? What's the criteria?
There's a couple different things. One, obviously, if somebody has done something like theater or they did debate in high school, even college maybe, that's obviously a really important thing that we would love to have. Somebody has experience and they know what they're doing. But even more just generally speaking, kids or parents of kids that are in the school district, we have parents come in all the time from kids on our team that know nothing about speech and debate. And what we do is we typically sit them down and do a training session with them for about an hour before they do their first tournament, just kind of outlining what the expectations are, what to look for. So really, I mean, anybody that is interested and is enthusiastic about not only listening to what these kids have to say, but giving them good feedback that is useful for them to do better, that's really all we're looking for, is go-getters that are ready to kind of jump in and do it.
That's great. Now, how did they make contact with you in order to get the process rolling, as they say?
The best way to do that would be to email me. My email is cablertc@bps-ok.org. The other way that they can get to me is by also, they could call the high school, and if they ask to be transferred to Mr. Cabler's office, I can take down their name and information and then get them info on what the plan is in terms of getting them signed up.
Nice and easy. I like that. Direct contact.
Absolutely.
And just make it very direct. That is really amazing. Now, where do we hold the debates? Do we hold these at the school, or do we use a neutral site? How do we do that?
So individual high schools will host these tournaments during the school year. These are what are called qualifying tournaments, which means they're competing to qualify for the regional tournament later on in March. Mm-hmm. The, you know, regionals and state-level competitions are held at neutral sites, but any school that participates in speech and debate can hold their own tournament.
Understand.
So whenever we do it here, we are going to predominantly be using kind of the new freshman wing addition to the high school, which is awesome because it's beautiful down there. We get to really showcase our facilities. It also is nice, big, and open. A lot of tournaments have been forced to move to online due to various district policies. We've decided this year to go ahead and keep it in person because we want to give kids a chance to compete against others, you know, actually face-to-face and being in that environment. We are taking a lot of precautions this year just because of the recent wave of Omicron variant that's kind of sweeping the state. So we're making it as safe as possible while also giving these kids the opportunities that they really deserve.
What's it like when these young people discover that how to communicate is just about as important as why you communicate? I mean, they've got to see the victories every day.
They absolutely do. And, you know, we, as an English teacher here as well, we have an excellent department at this high school whenever it comes to teaching kids to think critically and independently. I think that this generation of students, especially because of the world that they have grown up in, expressing those really well-informed and intelligent opinions doesn't come as naturally, maybe. A lot of kids tend to be more reserved, and so each year, what happens is we get a batch of freshmen, right, who come into our room that first day, and we kind of outline what we do, and it sounds really cool to them. And then they go to their first tournament, or they compete for the first time, or they have to debate someone for the very first time, and they get so scared, right? but the thing I always tell all these kids, even though that first time is really difficult, right, is that once that first time's over, it's like the Band-Aid has been ripped off. I have kids in this class that at the beginning of the school year would not stand up in front of me to speak, much less an entire room of classmates. And now those kids are qualifying for regional tournaments left and right because they have that confidence that they didn't know that they had inside of them.
This has to be quite the confidence builder. Just going back to when I was young, I know people won't believe this, but I was once shy. But once I got out of my first day of kindergarten, it was all over. It was all good. But other kids, that does stay with them for a good long time, like you say, all the way up until high school. And then that confidence slowly has to be built up.
Yes, absolutely. You know, our goal always at Barlesville High School is to create well-informed students who can make intelligent, rational decisions And not only that, but they have confidence and they have the ability to operate in an ever-changing world where they're going to be bombarded with who knows what. I can tell you right now, kids that graduate, especially from the speech and debate program, I talk to former students whenever they come back to town, and they say all the time, no matter what they went to, whether it was college or tech school or right into the job market, they always say they were so much more prepared to be able to communicate effectively and really understand what they need to say and when they need to say it.
Oh, I would agree. Going to Indiana State University back in the last century, when I was younger, it was amazing because we did have speech and debate, and I participated. But the kids who didn't, the communication skills was, it was awful. They had difficulty. They had difficulty not only speaking, but also a difficulty writing effectively as well. And as you know, when you get into college, writing is pretty much everything. And you got to communicate well. And if you're not writing well, you're not speaking well.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's like I said a second ago, these kids that are coming out of this program, if you look at some of the alumni that have come away from this program, the list is impressive. You know, Lawrence Zhao was a former classmate of mine from about 10 years ago. He went on to... Sorry, I had an alarm go off here. He went on to be a national champion in Lincoln Douglas debate in high school, and now he's a college professor at the age of 25 years old. One of our recent graduates last year, he's off and already running, trying to get into med school in a couple years. So, you know, for any parents especially that are out there listening or guardians, I could not encourage them enough to at least take a look at putting their kid into the speech and debate program. Because the lifelong benefits of learning how to do this at a young age could not be overstated. It can fundamentally alter the course of a student's life whenever they have not only the ability to think well, but they also have the ability to communicate their ideas and their beliefs in an effective way.
Indeed. Now, once again, Mr. Campbell, we are... needing judges for the upcoming debates, and how do we go about becoming a judge for these debates?
So one last time, if they want to just get in contact with me, my plan is to set up a meeting next week for everyone that gets in contact with me up here at the high school, and our plan is going to be to get them in the meeting. We will go through a training, and then we will go from there, and they'll be set to go for our tournament, which is going to be January 21st and 22nd.
That is super. You know, you've got a great program going on there. I have a student still at Bartlesville High School, and she's looking forward, of course, to being a part of what you got going on there, too. She's a freshman this year doing the theater thing, and she's going to definitely need to know how to handle herself as far as effective communication with speech and debate, and looking forward to a superior outcome for your team. And also, folks, we need the judges, so we'll have this out on our website soon, and it'll be linked up, and you can get to the email and to the telephone number to Mr. Kavler. I want to thank you very much for being here with us today and sharing some very good news.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me on.
Alrighty, appreciate it. Once again, you've been listening to our Community Connection.